Dictation for Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, Rose, R-O-S-E, April 1637, addresses a letter, Brian, tweets, T-H-W-A-I-T-E-S, P-A-C, 2915348. Dear Mr. Tweets, consultation for Mr. Rose with chronic kidney disease, with a history of chronic kidney disease. I haven't seen him since 2018. In that opportunity, renal failure, hypertension, proteinuria. He has chronic back pain, prior coronary artery disease, bypass surgery, pacemaker. Patient is back on anticoagulation with Eliquis. Apparently discussions for potential Watchman procedure. Two episodes of coronavirus infection in 2021 requiring hospital admission but no ventilatory support. Comes accompanied with family member. Mobility is restricted, no change in weight or appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, frequent constipation on treatment without bleeding, chronic incontinence of urine without infection, cloudiness or blood. He wears a pad, chronic back pain that limited activity, presently no gross edema, denied chest pain palpitation, does have AFib. Has not used any oxygen, 10 degree of orthopnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, very unsteady, uses a cane, no falling episode, has neuropathy, but no foot ulcers and no gross claudication symptoms, although again, mobility is restricted. Past medical history for long-term diabetes, hypertension, overweight, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, bypass surgery, atrial fibrillation, pacemaker, spinal stenosis, chronic back pain, no TIS or stroke, no active gastrointestinal bleeding, liver disease, enlargement of the prostate and prior surgery, no kidney stones, gout, no infection in the urine, denies pneumonia, denies the vein thrombosis pulmonary embolism, prostate cancer as indicated above, peripheral neuropathy, next paragraph, surgery for prostate, coronary artery bypass, pacemaker. Next number, prior smoker, present, discontinued 45 years ago, no alcohol abuse or drugs. Next paragraph, allergy to bee stings, no medication allergy. Next paragraph, medications include allopurinol, Lipitor, Prilosec, Metoprolol, Tresiba, T-R-E-S-I-B-A, Eliquis, has not used Lasix or potassium 3 years or longer. He carries with you EPI, EPI pain because of the bee allergy, prior nitroglycerin sublingual on one of the emergency room evaluation for chest pain, which was negative for myocardial infarction, take iron pills. He's also for diabetes combination of Glyxam-B, G-L-Y-X-A-M-B-I. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 192, 71 inches tall, blood pressure 120, 54 on the right, 126, 70 on the left, pacemaker on the left upper extremity, decreased hearing, no gross respiratory distress, telangiectasias of the face, normal speech. He represents his age, Today, no localized RALS, no consolidation, probably fusion, but distant. Pacemaker rhythm, regular, no pericardial rap. Don't hear significant murmurs. Overweight of the abdomen, no palpable liberated spleen masses. He does have 1+ edema, decreased pulses, cyanosis but no gangrene, decreased hearing, no focal deficit, mobility restricted. Next paragraph on the most recent chemistries, emergency room visit March 11, 2023. There is normal kidney function, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal albumin, calcium, liver testing. Glucose over time has fluctuated hundreds to 200. Most recent pro-BNP, 800. A1C 6.2, no anemia, normal white blood cell, normal platelet count. The last protein creatinine ratio available is from May 2021. At that time was 1.5, being normal 0.2 or less. This is significant, but has not reached nephrotic range, which by most of the time will be above 3. There is a number of chest rates without masses, consolidation, pneumonia, or fluid. No imaging of the kidneys. The last echo. From a spectrum, February 2020. Technically difficult to assess, but ejection fraction preserved at 65%. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has proteinuria, but not in the nephrotic range, and non-nephrotic syndrome with a stable kidney function. Nothing to suggest progression over the last few years. Blood pressure well controlled. Tolerating present beta blocker. Ideally, he will be on ACE inhibitors or ARBs, but given his other comorbidity, his age, restricted mobility, I'm not going to change any medications. He's been followed by cardiology for atrial fibrillation, pacemaker, coronary artery disease. They adjusted Eliquis, they stopped Coumadine, and they are discussing question a Watchman procedure. At this moment, I'm not planning to do any specific things for the kidneys, or is to discuss with the patient and family member. I did not schedule a follow-up. Let me know if any questions, send a dictation,